This is A to Z, an introduction into Husseini lifestyle. Today's lesson, the frankness of Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to A to Z program from the IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Hussein Hinzano. Now, in today's lesson, we're talking about the frankness of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam. Among the very special characteristics of the father of the martyrs is frankness in speech and his outspoken nature. Al-Imam Hussein, during his life, he never resorted to uncouth behavior and he never used deception and fraud and did not make up any deviated path. Rather, he chose the straight path, which was compatible with his living conscience. He avoided every kind of wavering and religion and good manners do not accept. Al-Imam Hussein alayhi salam chose the straight path, which was compatible with his living conscience, avoided every kind of wavering that religion and good manners do not accept. Among the prominent examples of his excellent manners is that when Walid, who was the governor of Medina at the time, summoned him in the dark of the night and informed him about the death of Muawiyah and asked him to pledge allegiance to Yazid, the holy Imam alayhi salam refused. He refused this and he refused and he spoke up clearly explaining his stance. He said, O Amir, we are the Ahlul Bayt of prophethood and repositories of messengership. The Almighty Allah has initiated creation, has and will terminate it with us. Yazid is a transgression and a sinner who imbibes alcohol, that means he drinks alcohol, and a man who sheds blood. He openly resorts to sinful activities. None like me will never pledge allegiance to Yazid. These are the words of Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam, saying it directly, frankly, that I am not going to pay allegiance to Yazid. Why? Because he went straight by saying that Yazid was a very bad ruler of the time. Yazid was a sinner. Yazid was drinking alcohol at the time. He shed a lot of blood. He never, not the type of Imam Hussein, will never pay allegiance or pledge to someone like Yazid. So this was show the frankness and the outspoken nature of His Eminence, Al-Imam Hussein, and the words demonstrate his strength and determination in the path of truth.
Why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
As-salamu alayk, ya Aba Abdullah.
Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z program from the IRB English Radio. And in today's lesson, we are talking about the frankness of Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam. He used to speak frankly. He used to say it directly. He never changed his word. Whenever he felt something should be said, he said it. And one of the main examples was when he said directly to the face of Muawiyah that I am never going to pay my allegiance or my pledge to Yazid. Why? Because Yazid is not a good ruler. Yazid is a bad person. Yazid is drinking alcohol. He's a sinner. He sheds a lot of blood. And he said this directly to them. This shows how frank Al-Imam Hussein alayhi salam was at his time. So among the aspects of his frankness was that it had become a part of his personality, such that when he was leaving for Iraq, he received the news of assassination of his emissary, Muslim bin Aqil. He sent Muslim bin Aqil, was among his messengers, and the Imam Hussein received the news of the assassination of this particular personality, and he's being betrayed by the Kufaitis, the people of Kufa. He told the people who were accompanying him for material gains only, "Our supporters have betrayed us. Thus, anyone among you who desires to go back may do so. No fealty shall remain on his neck." So Imam Hussein was frank and directly faced these people and told them that we've been betrayed. Whoever feels that he desired to go back, he doesn't want to continue with this journey, can go back. I should not lie to him that everything is going to be okay. No, everything is not going to be okay. He should be ready to face a very hard time that is coming in front of us. These particular words, these particular short speeches that Imam Hussein used to give at the time to his people show directly that he was a frank person. He was a frank leader. He was a leader who spoke his word openly, and he never said anything less. Whenever he felt that something should be said, he said it directly in front of the people. He was frank, and this is something that we need to be studying from him. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Until next episode, inshallah. Fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode and another lesson, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Better friends than you, but anyone stay here won't be alive tomorrow. You can save yourself tonight and go. A deep silence filled the air.